Well, honey, I see you've been working overtime lately. Why don't you take a break from all that writing? Hero this, hero that. And I haven't heard from you all day. I miss you. And that's saying something when we're both at home and yet you're still so busy. I understand work from home doesn't mean not work, but surely you can take a break for your man. Even if it's just a small one, right? I just want to appreciate you and really make you feel special. I want you to feel alive. I want you to feel like each breath actually means something instead of just one after the other going by without a thought. You know, life goes by quickly, but I say it's only too quick if you don't make use of your time, you know? Why don't we do everything we can think of right now? Can't think of much, can you? I can think of a few things, but I don't want to simplify us to just kisses and me holding my hands around your neck like this, gently wrapping my arms around you. Well, that makes me happy, and I'm sure it makes your heart flutter, but I want you to feel more special. That's okay, baby. Maybe what you want to do is just laying there, just relaxing. And that's fine by me. I don't mind one bit. If anything, I think that way is even better. Being able to hold you like this. Being able to make you feel special. I can't get enough of it, you know? I just love the fact that I can hear you breathe. I can hear you relax in real time. That I can appreciate the little things, the naps, the relaxation, and the time that we spend together. That you and I can get even closer. When I see you, I really do see my other half. I never thought I'd feel this way. Even way back when we first met. You barely knew the ropes, huh? With love or work or anything. And now it's different. Maybe you know the ropes, but you still got a lot to learn, don't you think? I mean, come on. You and I, we got chemistry. We got so much that's going for us. Maybe it's not anything beyond what you might imagine in your head, but to me, that simple thing that we have, it's love. I think people make that word out to be so complicated, don't you? It doesn't have to be. You're always writing about heroes, always with your nose in the books, and I think it's admirable. I think, if nothing else, you've put in a lot more work than half those heroes you write about. Trust me, I can talk since I'm kind of on the side of the heroes, you know? Maybe I'm not as active as I used to be, but I'm every bit as talented, and honestly, I don't like the idea of slowing down. And that's coming from the guy who likes to nap all the time. So you can bet I'm not going to. Promise. Hey, look at me. That's it. It's not that bad, right? Our little life we have here. I don't mind dreaming for more, but I don't need all that. Yeah, maybe you got with the simpleton. What then? Would you regret it? Or would it be the same thing as you got right now? You don't seem all that regretful, if you ask me. Shh, baby. Just relax, okay? You worked hard, and now it's time for a break. That's all I'm saying. Doesn't have to be for long. It could just be a small moment. I think those moments are sometimes the most important, so that you don't get overwhelmed, so that things aren't taking you down into a bad mental where things get rough, you know? If you stress yourself, naturally things will get on your nerves, and that's where things get muddled and messed up, you know? I'm happy with you. I couldn't be happier with someone else. And more than that, I'm proud of you, kid again. Proud of who you've become and how you made it in this world despite being quirkless. Being a reporter, being a writer, being a bunch of things that a lot of people take for granted in this world. Because heroes are always in the limelight. They're always the ones everyone is focusing on, and you're different. But I think that difference just makes you more beautiful. Personally, I'm glad you're not a hero, so I don't have to worry about you getting involved in something dangerous. Yeah, it's a petty reason, and kind of hypocritical too, if I think about it. Partially because I put myself into dangerous situations all the time. But I guess I just wouldn't want to see you have to do the same. My quirk is unique, and therefore I can prevent a lot of catastrophes just by existing. And I'm kind of the ultimate know you button that the heroes have, so you'll have to pardon me. I feel like it's almost obligation that keeps me going, because you're not going to write this in your article, are you? It wouldn't bother me if you did, but this is for your ears, baby. I don't want you to think that I do this just because I think, well, if I don't do it, nobody else will, but I guess that's a part of it, you know? Sometimes we do things, even if we don't always believe in them wholeheartedly. I've lost a lot being a hero. You know, I couldn't help but think of it as a job of feast and famine. It has deep lows and high highs that pale to compare to most other things in life. But even more than my job, I'm happy with my home life with you. Call me domestic if you want. You can even call me traditionalist. But between me and you, I don't want you to get involved in dangerous things, and I know you feel the same way before you say it. Of course you'd say that. I appreciate it, but I also understand it. You want to protect me just as much as I want to protect you. And that's part of why I'm so happy. Because I know you care about me. When I look in those eyes, I can tell. I know it's not just for words. It's feelings that they transcend the words that you say, baby. And they make me feel so special. But it's not just that. No, it's a lot of things, baby. I'm proud of what I do, but I'm also tired, you know? Sometimes I just don't know what to say. I go out there and I look at things and I go through life like a zombie, but you always snap me out of that, just like that. And I'm happy. If even once I get that reprieve, you know? And I'm lucky enough to get it every day. So don't double standard yourself. And remember that you're only human too. Hero or regular civilian. It doesn't matter what your quirk is, what you are. It's what's in here that counts. And don't be stressing my favorite person in the whole wide world, okay? or else you'll have to deal with a pro hero like me. I trust you, I do. But I also want you to know that it's not just that. I want you to feel safe in your own home, in our home. But in order to do that, I gotta work hard, you know? Can't let the villains get out of hand. Just like I can't bite off more than I can chew. Deal? Don't know what you're agreeing to? Me either. I just wanted to hold your hand. And I thought it was the easiest way to do so. Sure, I could have asked, but where's the fun in that? Getting you to agree to a promise that neither of us understand? Now that's more fun. I mean, think about it. At that point, I could say, you promised something that you never remember saying, and then I can totally use that to get an extra kiss, maybe a snuggle. I'm not exactly one for sneaky methods, but maybe I just haven't shown you my sly side. I mean, there's a million different things we could do. But I like to keep you guessing whatever we choose. It's that look on your face. Blame how cute you are. I mean, I haven't gone a day without dreaming of those lips. Begging for more. More smiles from you. I like when your eyes smile. When you can really tell that you're happy. You're a really bad liar with smiles, you know that? Sometimes you put one on and your eyes don't smile with it. A dead giveaway that you're just trying to smile for me. And it's not straight from this beautiful heart, no. That's because you feel you need to be strong or push on. Or maybe that you're taking on too much luggage, you know? Well, honey, I'm proud to say that right here, the way we are, I can see right through you. You're not gonna fool me, and you're definitely, and I mean definitely, never gonna get past me with a fake smile. And if you ever give me that, I swear to God, I'll hug you until it comes out of you. Until you tell me what's going on. Toxic? I don't think so, honey. But if that's my toxic trait, then sorry, not sorry. Because privacy be damned. If you're depressed, I'm not just going to sit around and wait for things to fix themselves. I'm going to work towards that. I'm going to fix things for you because I'm yours. I'm your man. That's what I do more than anything. I think of you, I feel for you. And I can't stand when you're not doing well. And that just means you need to pick me up, right? And then let me be the one to pick you up and really make your days feel special. Make your life feel like it's worth it, you know? I know what it's like to not really care what happens from day to the next. I hate that feeling. And I know you felt it probably just as much, if not more, than me. I know that life is rough sometimes. I know you especially got a short end of the straw with this one. It's okay, baby. Doesn't matter how much life tries to shaft you, it'll have to get through me first. And I'd like to see any of them try. I mean it, you know. I'm not gonna let that smile be stolen from you. And I'm definitely not gonna let things get carried away. Between you and me, I cherish when you're happy and you mean it. Not when you're putting on a smile for me. I know you're just trying to cheer me up sometimes. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to even be terrible, because I know I am sometimes. It's rough out here. But that's why we got each other, okay? So stop being so tough all the time. And be you. Whatever that means. I think I'm still learning myself. But even if I am, I'll still give you unapologetically me. However unfiltered and however to the point, curt, depressing, whatever I am, I'll still be there for you. And I won't let anything stop my heart from reaching yours. That's what I define love as. When you can really reach someone you love and care about. When you can reach them in a way that it never feels contrived or ill-purposed. It just feels natural, you know? And everything feels natural with you. I know maybe other people have something to say. But so what? They're not us. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't care less what they think. I mean, do you? Do you care if somebody says something to us, darling? Because if you do, spend that time caring about what I think. That's right, I'm selfish. I'll say it on main every single time because I want you. And I don't want you to be distracted or distraught by anyone else. Because they ain't worth your time. And I am. You got it. It's plain and simple. And I'll spell it out for you however many times I have to. Anything stupid that tries to get in the way, that's just an obstacle to break down, to ruin. I only care about making all those obstacles go away because they're so damn distracting. And between you and me, honey, any distraction is a bad distraction if it ain't you. I don't care the context. I don't care the sob stories. I want you. A gorgeous author in my arms who writes way too much till you can't sleep properly. He needs to take a break sometimes because all those words can wait. Your husband definitely can't. Because I said so. Need a better reason? There it is. The truth comes out, huh? You're having that much struggle, but still looking like that. Baby, I won't let you. No excuses. This is my time now. And this isn't time you need to be distracted by anything or anyone. Because right now, I can't let you go. I love you, baby. I love you more than anything and anyone else. And I won't lose that first place, sorry. But if I have to be a competitive asshole, then so be it. Because I'm not going to have you looking anywhere else. Right at me. Do I seem obsessed? Maybe. Do I regret it? Oh, hell no. Neither should you. You seem happy enough with me, kitty cat. Is that how it is? Well, then why don't we get carried away? Don't mind if I do. Shh, honey, not now. This is all about the details, right? The little things that mean the world. And I want you to feel spoiled. I'll look at you. You're always beating me to the punch like that. Your hand, your lips, always one step ahead of me. I can't even argue with that. Yeah, sure, maybe. But that doesn't give you an excuse, does it? You little... Fine. Do your worst, then. And don't even think of stopping halfway. You're the one who chose to spoil me rotten, you know. No regrets even now. Well, I mean, I can't argue with that, kitty cat. Your hands are so soft, your body so warm. Shh, no excuses. You're so gorgeous, baby. I love you so much. And all this just makes me more crazy about you than ever before. Don't look at me like that. You'll just make me blush. Oh, my God. You expect me to shrug it off? Your fearsome attack is so much. You sure you're not a villain with those hands? Those lips. You're so amazing to me. I love you, baby. Don't stop. No matter what, don't stop. Always appreciate you this close. Shh, no excuses. No excuses, baby. Shh. Damn. You won't be satisfied until I'm completely spoiled. Not that I'm complaining, but damn. Damn, baby. Enough of you, I can't, baby, I love you, you're my future, the only future I have any vestige in, any desire for, and any character, experience. I love you, baby. But it's not fair, is it? If only I have all the fun, right? You spoiling me. What goes around comes around, baby, and I think it's best you find out just like this. You'd know I'd do anything for my kitty cat, right? And of course, that includes right here. Not holding back even slightly. I want you to feel it, baby. I want you to feel me. Shh, baby. Don't be like that. Let me give you a nice tongue bath down here. Spoiling like you deserve, baby. My lips and tongue feel tantalizing. You're not a slouch with how you're using yours either. We're just a mess together. You spoil me too much. Fuck. Fuck, baby. The things you do to me. I want to do to you too. Baby, you own that cock, darling. You own my cock any day, anytime, anywhere. I'm all yours, and I'd love to see you own that. Yeah, you're gonna show me who's boss tonight, huh? I might be the hero out there, but right now you're my hero, baby. You're such a naughty, naughty little kitty cat, ain't you? So fucking good, kitty cat. Hearing you moan just does something to me. You just do something to me every time the slow humps of my fucking cock getting me off like that, baby. Don't stop, baby. Oh, fuck the way you manhandle me like that, yeah? You own this fucking cock, don't you, yeah? My dick is yours, baby. My body, my heart, everything is yours. Fuck, baby. Fuck. Oh, I love that. temple, baby. I love the way you make me feel. So fucking feral for you. So fucking lost in that pleasure, baby. Fuck. Fuck me. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Baby, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah. Yeah, you fuck your man, right? Don't you? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes, you do, baby. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting feisty now. Oh, I can take it, baby, yeah. I can fucking take that humping, baby. Oh, that friction, that tightness, you're the best, baby. You're so fucking good. You make me feel so fucking good. Yeah, yeah. Fuck, fuck, baby, fuck, baby. Oh, yeah, don't stop, don't stop, baby, don't stop, baby. Yeah, yeah, you milk me from with, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. So much coming out for you, baby. So for you, yeah. So for you. Oh, I feel so fucking good because of you, baby. Feel so fucking good. So fucking good. Oh, God. God damn, baby. Oh, yeah, you own that dick today, baby. You own it. I'm your man, I am, baby. I'm your man every day of the week for the rest of my life. I'm proud to say that. Oh, hell yeah, yeah, baby. I can't ever get enough of you. And that's why I want to spend all these times that I can with you, enjoying all that passion, enjoying all these times that are just for you and me. Fuck. It makes me so happy to be in your arms, baby. And I wouldn't have it any other fucking way. More kisses and love, more touch and taste. I love you. I love you so much. So much. Baby, oh my fucking God, I love you. I love you so much. Baby.